Welcome to Fusion Middleware Radio, where you can get the latest product information and strategy on Oracle Fusion Middleware products. I'm your host, Dane Hansen, Director of Product Marketing for Fusion Middleware's Oracle Data Integration products. Today, we'll be talking about Oracle Warehouse Builder, and more specifically, a recent book that has been published around introducing the new capabilities of Oracle Warehouse Builder 11G. Joining with me today is Bob Griesmer, the author of Getting Started with Oracle Warehouse Builder 11G. How are you today, Bob?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Great. So my first question is, how did you become an expert in the field around data warehousing?
Oh, well, that is a long story. I actually work for Northrop Grumman. We're an Oracle partner and have been developing Oracle solutions for government customers for a long time. I've been working for them now. I just had my 21st year anniversary with them. So about 17 of those 21 years, I've been working with Oracle through them to provide solutions to the government, including data warehouses. In fact, had a data warehouse project thrust upon me where I was the sole database developer who was in charge of all the ETL and the design of the data warehouse. So I've been working with it for quite a while.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges that you think folks today have around building, managing, maintaining data warehouses?
Well, actually, I think that is the challenge, just being able to build one. If you were to script out the database and try to write everything that you needed to do to design the data warehouse, to build it, to write all the SQL scripts that were required to load the data into the data warehouse from various disparate systems and applications, it would be very complex. And then just to find the expertise to be able to do it would be very difficult. So I think that's actually the challenge right there.
So good. And of course, Oracle has an offer to this solution to address these challenges. Could you describe kind of what that is?
The whole Fusion Middleware suite of products includes the Oracle Warehouse Builder, which is a graphical tool that is designed to allow a user to easily lay out a design for a data warehouse and to lay out the transformations that have to be done on data and to load it, and it will generate everything for you in the background. And this is a huge help to go a long way toward addressing the challenge of building a data warehouse.
So one of the reasons we brought you in today was so we could discuss with you your new book entitled Getting Started with Oracle Warehouse Builder 11G, where you basically run through the different use cases, the different elements of the product. One thing I wanted to ask before we get started is, do you have to be an expert in the Oracle products to use this book?
Oh, no, absolutely not. That was one of the key points I took into account when I set out to write the book. I wanted it really to be accessible and useful by anyone who wanted to learn Oracle Warehouse Builder, even if you weren't familiar with the Oracle database. So I really made sure in the book to explain in enough detail any of the Oracle database-specific features that you would need to know. I really don't presume any particular database knowledge on the part of the reader. If you think back to picking up technical books to learn a new technology, only to find some of the concepts to be really complex, way over your head, and you get lost really quick. Well, that's what I tried to not do with this book, and I'll walk you step by step through the entire process, explaining everything you need to know, get you up and running. No need really to turn to any other source to build your data warehouse.
How would you say that your book differentiates among other technical hands-on books that exist in the market today?
Primary way, actually, is just the style that I approached to writing the book. It reads pretty much just like you and I were sitting there talking about it face-to-face, kind of like this interview. I mean, it's a very conversational style that I tried to use throughout the book, not using a whole lot of technical jargon. And when I've used technical terms, I give you explanations right away for what they mean, and I don't presume any particular knowledge. So from that standpoint, it makes it very easy to read the book and to keep you engaged in actively working through examples along with me as you read through it. It's written, you know, in a manner that's easy to understand, yet I really do convey a great deal of good technical information about Oracle Warehouse Builder.
So who do you think the book is ideally suited for? In other words, what type of audiences do you think should pick up this book?
Well, sure, it would appeal to a wide range, actually. I think first, someone who wants to learn what a data warehouse is could learn a lot from this book because I explain data warehousing and they could actually use the book to learn the concepts about data warehousing. Someone who wants to learn Oracle, for instance, could actually learn something from the book because I explain a lot of the concepts about installing the Oracle database, for instance, and you could get your feet wet with the Oracle database. Anyone responsible for ETL, or you know, extract, transform, and load of a data warehouse using Oracle could definitely gain from reading the book. Also, a college professor perhaps could even use it in the context of teaching a class on data warehousing. It's very conversational, easy to follow, very much step-by-step, hands-on kind of book.
So why don't you take us through some of the topics that are presented in the book in a little bit more detail?
The main topic, obviously, is Oracle Warehouse Builder 11G. The book will take you through the complete process of using OWB to build your first data warehouse. Not like some books that take you up to a point and then stop. It takes you through the complete process. It's also just not a how to use OWB. It covers the entire process, and I'll give you best practices in building a data warehouse, like dimensional design, denormalization, using a star schema implementation. The key points actually are the installation and configuration of Oracle. We cover the data warehouse analysis and design, like I mentioned, you know, with best practices for that. And then we get into extracting data from source systems and transforming it and loading it into a target data warehouse. In the design, we cover even some of the differences between a transactional system versus a data warehouse, normalized transactional systems, denormalized data warehouses. As I mentioned, we go into best practices, star schema implementation. So there's really a lot of different things in the book other than just how to use the tool.
So good. On that note, would you say you have to be a data warehouse or business intelligence guru to really understand the concepts presented in the book?
Oh, no, absolutely not. The answer to that would be a big no. I don't presume any previous experience on the part of the reader. You know, as each new topic or idea is introduced, I describe it in enough detail to explain what it is. For example, right at the start of the very first chapter, we go over the concept of what a data warehouse is. So if you're not even familiar with exactly what that is, we'll talk about it. And then as we get on to chapter 3, where we talk about design and analysis of a data warehouse, I describe it in detail, including dimensional modeling of a data warehouse, explaining what cubes and dimensions are, and I show a pictorial representation to illustrate that. So it's a lot of information to show you the details about it without really assuming much or any knowledge on your part to begin with. People that want to learn about data warehouse can read the book and they'll pick up some of the basic concepts of it.
Why would you want to use Oracle Warehouse Builder 11G instead of some of the other data integration or ETL tools that exist out in the market?
Sure. Well, the Oracle Warehouse Builder is quite a capable tool, quite capable of the task of extract, transform, and load, data modeling, and data profiling, and it's constantly being updated by Oracle. Oracle's bringing some of their features of their data integrator tool over to Warehouse Builder also as they seek to improve both of them. The very latest edition, for instance, of Oracle Warehouse Builder 11G Release 2 now includes knowledge modules, which Oracle Data Integrator has had before now, and this will greatly improve the Warehouse Builder's ability to handle data from multiple sources. And OWB has a graphical interface in the design center that is very powerful to lay out your design, and all code is built for you behind the scenes, so you don't have to write a bit of code to load your data. Really a very powerful tool.
This has been great insight, and we really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
Sure, thanks again for having me.
Bob Griesmer is the author of Getting Started with Oracle Warehouse Builder 11G, which is now available on Amazon.com. It's also available on the Pact Publishing website. And if you want more information on Oracle's data integration products, like Oracle Warehouse Builder, Oracle Golden Gate, or Oracle Data Integrator Enterprise Edition, keep listening to our regular podcasts or search for us on www.oracle.com. You can also see our regular updated blog on blogs.oracle.com/data integration, all one word. And once again, this is Oracle Fusion Middleware. I'm Dane Hansen, and thanks for listening.